You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Storyteller Bobby Norfolk is appearing at Bloomington Public Library coming up Saturday, February 3rd at 11 a.m. Norfolk is an Emmy Award winner for the TV series Gator Tales. He began his career as a stand-up comedian before he transitioned to storytelling, combining his theater and stand-up background to become a story performer. Norfolk performs a variety of tales, but he specializes in the African-American experience, plus stories from Africa. Norfolk especially likes to share tales of the trickster known as Anansi the Spider.
A little bit of psychology here. Carl Jung, when he started breaking away from Sigmund Freud, started to study Eastern mysticism and metaphysics. And he started in looking into what's called archetypes.
Oh, yes.
And these are the hidden personalities that people have in their subconscious or unconscious minds. And one of those archetypes is the trickster. And in West African culture and storytelling, Anansi is the trickster.
Well, that reminds me of Loki from Norse mythology.
Yeah.
So we have all these archetypes really unite us.
Exactly. Because no matter what religion or color, creed or place of origin, we are all united through our subconscious and unconscious minds. What I found is that the human brain is simply hardwired for storytelling.
Bobby, why are stories in the live oral tradition so important?
Because long before there was the printed page and the electronic media, there was a spoken word. A storyteller in ancient times usually would be around a fire, and the fire has a mystical, metaphysical effect on the mind. People who have fireplaces know this full well. Get lost in total thought, or light a couple of candles, cup of hot tea, and it's over. So the fire and the storyteller were usually outside. And then the backdrop was usually a grove of trees or a cliff wall. And so when the animated storyteller begins, what the audience sees is these caricatures and these sort of figures that are being superimposed on the grove of trees or the cliff wall and creating all these effects. Monsters, demons, ogres, giants, witches, the hero, the heroine, and so the imagination just takes over. And see, this is the danger that I have seen in a lot of reports about teenagers who are addicted to their handheld devices. They are losing the ability to imagine. And the human brain is, and the neuroscientists have warned us that these kids' brains are being rewired if we don't have some time out with that phone. And so now a lot of families are having put the phone away nights.
What do you find most rewarding about your work, Bobby?
To see an audience, young or old, get subjected to story hypnosis, and that is something that is not theory, it is a fact. When people are listening to a story well told, there's rapt silence, and I hear principals and teachers when I'm in front of 350 kids, no matter if it's pre-K through 12th grade, you can hear a pin drop in that room. You really have it in the palm of your hands. I am merely the messenger. It's the story well told that carries the hypnosis.
Well, Bobby, when you tell stories, are there particular character traits that you really like to focus on in your stories that you want to share with young people?
Yes, I do. Because when I started transcendental meditation and yoga, became vegetarian, I started taking my stories into that same realm of higher learning, I call it. And so the book, The Moral of the Story, Folktales of Character Development, all deal with character traits that we all have, i.e. teamwork and cooperation, responsibility, humanity, respect, acceptance. And so these character traits are inherent in all of my stories.
That storyteller, Bobby Norfolk. He's appearing at Bloomington Public Library Saturday, February 3rd at 11 a.m. and is the author of Eye to the Sky, Storytelling on the Edge of Magic. I'm Laura Kennedy.